Chav Vav Amrav.
I think.
I'm sorry, Chav Chet.
Sorry. Looking at last night.
Which is a little bit over halfway down the Amud, opposite where the line above the Gilui Nashas in the left-hand margin. Everybody see that? Yom Kippur Shchal Yes B'Shabbos. If Yom Kippur comes out on Shabbos, Ma'al Ladiach Kivoshim Rishlokos Min HaMincho L'Malo. Now this is a pasuk which actually appears also in the Bavli, but in Masechta Shabbos, as you see on the side, which is, can you rinse off vegetables, whether they are pickled or cooked, from Mincha and above. Now, the basis of this question is that when Yom Kippur comes on a weekday, you're allowed to prepare your food already from before Yom Kippur ends. Nowadays, we don't do it anymore, but the Gemara says you're allowed to. And the question is, when Yom Kippur comes on a Shabbos, does that apply as well? Okay? So, why are you allowed to? So, because people were afraid of people. Well, there's actually a machlokas among Rishonim there. Some Rishonim say, because in order to, you should be able to expedite your eating that night, so you shouldn't come l'idei sakana. The other Rishonim would say, which I think among them is Rashi, and it's the exact opposite. It increases the torture, the affliction of Yom Kippur, if you're involved with food and you can't eat it. So it's good for, you know, inui nefesh. It enhances the inui. So the special kula they have by Yom Kippur, since the Isra of Achonah is only the Rabbanon, so therefore to be the Divrei Kabbalah, so therefore they were mako by it. So the, however, the question is whether what happens when Yom Kippur comes out on Shabbos, that we also are also mako. So Rav Amaro, so Rav says we're not. Rav Lezer Amar Mutar, Rav Lezer says Mutar. Rav Yaakov Racha, B'Shem Rav Lezer said, why is it Mutar? Matamru Madichin Kvashim Shlokos Mina Mincha L'Mala. Why can you do it from Mincha and beyond? Because of danger. Now, the two dangers listed here in the Pnei Moshe. One of them is the danger, of course, that you're too hungry and you're going to die of starvation. And that's why you eat right after Yom Kippur. The other possible danger is because of worms. And you check for bugs or worms before Yom Kippur is over, because after Yom Kippur is over, you'll be too rushed to actually check properly. And you might kill yourself by eating a worm, which is then going to eat through your stomach lining or whatever the case may be. So therefore, we let you check on Yom Kippur to prevent that from occurring. So says the Gemara, why is it mutter nei sakona? Shani sakona is Yom Kippurim shechalos b'Shabbos. So what's the difference? Between a sakona Yom Kippur comes on Shabbos, Shani Yom Kippurim shechalos b'chol? There's no difference if it's a sakana by one, it's a sakana by the other. If immediately Yom Kippur comes on a weekday, it's immediately Yom Kippur comes on Shabbos as well. It says Gemara, Heiser Rabbi Chanina, Chavrun de Rabbonon. Rabbi Chanina, the friend of the rabbis, asked from the Mishnah, the following Mishnah, Masnisa or the Brisa? It's Mishnah. Masnisa pliga Rabbi Elezer. This following Mishnah argues Rabbi Lezer. Yom Kippurim Shalos B'Shabbos. It says when Yom Kippur comes out on Shabbos, Chalos, the loaves of the Lechem Apanim Mischalekas La'erev, they only divide up among the Kohanim at night, not during the day. Why not? If you can make preparations, even when Yom Kippur comes out on Shabbos, and you should be allowed to prepare the Lechem Apanim for dividing up already during the day. Why do you have to wait till nightfall? It says, well, I'll tell you why. Shani, that's different. Since it's very light, meaning there's not much preparation involved, Shema Yishkach V'Yochal, maybe you're not going to note that you're just preparing, you're going to think it's dividing in order to eat, and you're going to forget to eat the bread. But by cleaning vegetables, that's work, right? And it's hard work. And therefore, you've got to differentiate between the work and the eating. Hey, Rabbi Pinchas. Rabbi Pinchas asks, Masnisa, the Rabbi Lezer, Pliga Lovey. The following Brisa argues are, is it our Mishnah? No, it's the Brisa. The following brisa argues on Rabbi Elazar. What does it say? And see there was Rabbi Elazar, the only part of Shchayos b'Shabbos. It says, very interesting brisa. When Yom Kippur comes in on Shabbos, it's called Shavuoson Shvos. In other words, it has both
Yom Kippur itself is called
Shabbos. Yeah. Right, that's what Kormenator says. So it says, Yom Kippur Shabbason Shvos, both the term Shabbason applies to it and the term Shvos, and a whole, even on a weekday, Shabbason Shvos. Yom Kippur also has the term Shabbason and Shvos. In Mecholat Shoveis, so what's the brisa? That's the end of the brisa. So what's the brisa telling us? By telling us the terms Shabbason and Shvos are used by Yom Kippur and on a weekday and Yom Kippur on Shabbos as well. So says Yerushalmi, in b'chol ha'tshoves lo koshkei b'Shabbos. Isn't it obvious? If you rest on a weekday, so certainly we rest on Shabbos. What's the chiddush? Lo tzurchada ela. So Gemara says it must be. That's going to tell us, I feel very shamutzal asois and b'chol, even things that you can do on a Yom Kippur when it comes out on a weekday, at Shabbos alayim b'Shabbos, you must desist from doing them when Yom Kippur comes out on Shabbos. Vezazu, what must this be? It must be adochas kvashim shlokos, must be rinsing off your vegetables, which is mutzal when Yom Kippur comes out on a weekday, is also when Yom Kippur comes out on a Shabbos. What? Tirach Yisera. It's all the Rabbanon. Yeah. It escalates the prohibitions of the Rabbanon, the fact that it's also Shabbos. That must be, says no other option. No. Rabbi Yaakov, as Zavdei said, Nirim Advarim, it seems that this is true only B'davar Shadarko Lovo B'tzone. It's only true about something which is normally, well, actually, I should say that this is called Rabbi Yaakov, it was going on regular Yom Kippur. We accepted that this price is difficult, Rabbi Lozer, and it seems that even though you're allowed to wash the vegetables when Yom Kippur comes on a weekday, you're not allowed to wash them when Yom Kippur comes on Shabbos. Rabbi Yaakov Zavdi says a new thing. He says, Nirin Dvarim Jadavish Shadarko Bitsone. It seems that they're only matir, picking or cleaning the vegetables by something which is eaten when it's cold. So therefore, therefore you rinse it off and clean it off on Yom Kippur, and that night it's immediately ready because you're eating it cold. However, avodava shadarko lava baroschin, it's something which you have to heat up before you eat it anyway. So don't prepare it on Yom Kippur. Wait till after Yom Kippur, because then while you're heating it up, adiado golsha. By the time until it starts literally cascading, meaning until it starts boiling, until it starts bubbling, you have time to clean it then. In other words, you have to wait till your pot boils, right? So during that time it should rain for your pot to boil, then is the time when you can clean the vegetables. Again, if it's like which is eaten cold at night, so then cleaning vegetables on Yom Kippur is going to save you time. But it's something which is only eaten hot, right? So anyway, you have to wait to heat it up after Yom Kippur, so therefore clean it while you're heating it. Okay? While you're heating the water cooking it. Amar Amona said, Im Omer Akein. Now, if you tell him to wait till nightfall, even for stuff which has to be cooked, Av Mizbayish is going to be embarrassed, literally, but everybody says a mistake, and it means he's going to be Mishtabish. He's going to get confused. And he's going to not know what to do, and he's going to be over hasty, and he's not going to clean the vegetables. He's going to put himself in danger. Everybody says, no, even though it's something which is eaten hot, Lemaisa, he's not going to realize he has to do it, or he's going to forget about it, and we don't want it because he's in his haste, and therefore we want him to do it rather on Yom Kippur itself. Rabbi Bo, Bo, Kumi Rabbi Ami. Rabbi Bo asked in front of Rabbi Ami. Is one allowed to wash off the pickles and the pickled vegetables and the cooked vegetables from Mincha and beyond on Yom Kippur, and it seems to see Yom Kippur comes out on Shabbos. So yes, so Aloch Lemaisa, what do we do? Amalei Shoyes, he said it's permissible. Rabbi Yaakov Baracha Shor, Rabbi Chil, Rabbi Asa. Rabbi Yaakov Baracha asked these two Tamidei Chacham, Rabbi Chil and Rabbi Asa. Ma'al Adi HaKvashim Ushlokos Mina Mincha L'Mahal, is one allowed to rinse them off from after Mincha? Amalei Shoyes, he also said it's permissible. Rabbi Zura Bar Kumi Rabbi Ami. Ma'u Meimar L'Cha, very interesting, this is extremely interesting. Ma'u Meimar L'Chalita, can I tell a person, a goy obviously, who's frying bread, you know, like frying, making donuts, you know, putting them in, boiling them in water, can I tell the guy who's making the donuts, Avid L'Chalita, to make for me a donut on Yom Kippur? So I'll be ready that night. Amalei Shori, he says it's permissible. He says Amir al-Akum is permissible in order to prepare oneself food for Motzei Yom Kippur. Even though it's some lachas d'oraisa involved.
So it's one step further than Dunkin' Donuts here.
Yeah, we certainly does. Certainly
there, he's just making it for everyone.
Yeah, this is much worse, sure. We don't. We have no such concept in the Vavli, right?
The halakha is not.
No, well, it's not like him at all, right? So, no, yeah, it's a Das Yochid, but it seems Yerushalmi holds that way, right? Look at the way it doesn't argue. Amar Lei Shori said it's missile. Obviously, Tupin, what about to make me another kind of bread, which is called Tupin? Well, you know, a language, Tuvenir, comes from Afia, from baking. It's Mutter, Shari. Obviously, Psila. Well, that's case, can you light for me a candle? Mav Sila means literally light it, make a wick. I'm only saying, the only said low. That's not mutter. Mav means elazeh. What's the difference? Zeh ochol nefesh v'zeh. You know, no ochol nefesh. The food is necessary in order to sustain oneself and eat. The candle is not necessary. That I can't be mutter for you.
New bottom line.
Right.
Food.
It's not sakonos nefashos. But he says ochol nefesh doesn't mean sakonos nefashos. He's hungry.
You're hungry on Yom Kippur too. I mean, you
don't
say that.
No, it's not so close to the bush. That's exactly the point. It's only hunger. So we say tough it out. On Yom Kippur, you're having a goy do malacha for you for after Yom Kippur.
I'm just trying to. I just don't understand how you could monitor the raisa unless it was close to the bush. And I guess
it's not the raisa. You're telling a goy to do it for you. Okay. Malkum Shnagul Asos Mlocha Tisha B'Av. Place of the custom is to do work on Tisha B'Av. Osim, you do work. Malkum Shnagul Shalol Asos. Place of the make is not to work. Ain't on Osim, you don't do work. Uvachom Malkum, everywhere. Tamidei Chachamim, attending Tamidei Chachamim, do not do work on Tisha B'Av. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Yasu Ko Adam Atzah Tamidei Chachamim. Everybody should make themselves like Tamidei Chachamim and never work. No, not just only on Tisha B'Av. Rabbi Avun. And Rabbi Shimon Lakish B'Shem Rabbi Yehuda Nesia, the same Rabbi Yehuda Nesia, the Amora Rabbi Yehuda, I think, Bimatmiya. That which our Mishnah said, that it sounded like there's certain places where you're not allowed to abstain from doing work on Yom Tishba, that you have to work on Tishba. If that's a place where everybody's going to look at you strange and say, how did Yanko become so frum all of a sudden that he doesn't work on Yom Kippur? Says the Gemara. What? On Tishbav, sorry. Yasu kol adam atzmon tamidei chachamim. When Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said everybody should make themselves a tamid chacham, kol atzmon lo gozu chachamim b'teila b'tishbav. Chazal never made a takona that everybody should see some work on Tishbav. It sounds like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is promulgating a new takona. So obviously that cannot be. And that is Rabbanon's forum. In other words, Yerushalmi is saying, expressing the question, which is what the rabbis would ask Rav Shimon Gamliel, why they didn't paskin like him. They said, you want everybody to make himself a Talmid Chacham? That would be equivalent to the rabbis making a decree not to work on Tisha B'Av. And they never made a decree, so there's no, you have no right to ask that everybody should make themselves like a Talmid Chacham. Okay? The Chachamim say, Behuda Yosim Moloch Barbi Psalim Machatzos. Yehuda used to work on Erev Pesach until noon. Of a goy loy who seemed called Ikron goy, they wouldn't do any malacha at all. From, questions whether from the from the morning or from the night before. And that's what the Gemara immediately addresses. Beisham, the Gemara Mishnah addresses. Beisham halayla, the night before, I mean the night of Yudal, B'dikas Chametz night. Beisham esrim, Beisham, it forbids you to do work. Or Beisil matir machet tamei tzacham, Beisil allow you to do work until sunrise. Ask the Gemara, Vayom Asur. Sounds like that that in Galil, they held that the entire day is also, the question is only the night. How do they know that? It was obviously not a minog. How do they know it was also? So it says, obviously they didn't hold it was a minog. How did where they got the source for the iser? So it says, Gemara Rabbi Lezer, B'Shem Rabbi Yoshua said, Yom Pesach Hu LaHashem. It says that the 40th day of Nisan should be Pesach LaHashem. So we dash that to mean it should be like Pesach itself. Just like Pesach itself, you're not allowed to do malacha. So to Erev Pesach, they dash it. In Galil, they're not allowed to do any malacha. Okay? It says in Gemara, Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha b'shem Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lo b'shem Rabbi Lezer said, Shnei Talmidim Shonu Osa. The Mishnah, the beginning of the parak in this Mishnah, are said by two different Talmidim. Because the Mishnah beginning of the parak said the Melacha and Erev Pesach is a minug. And this Mishnah seems to indicate that it was Mamash HaLocha. Right? They didn't hold it was the minug, they held it was HaLocha. So how do you reconcile it to Mishnayis? He says we can't. He says one which seems to indicate it's a minug is one student of the Mishnah, and the other which seems to indicate that it is HaLocha is another student of the Mishnah. Says Lamar, we were worried that you got lost.
Lost?
Yeah. I Rabbi Zira. I guess maybe you're afraid of the crime unless you're this part. So
that's an issue.
All right. Here, have a candy. All right, is here. Yeah, all right, is here. No, that's the pass me. It's a visa. All right, is here. Rabbi Zira. Zira said, Ashkechis Omar, I found an opinion which holds plus einun. That the three Amor Tanoim in our Mishnah is in this pair. Chadamar Osir, what says Osnu Malacha on Erev Pesach? Chadamar Mutia says Mutu Malacha on Erev Pesach? Chadamar Minag, the other says it's a Minag Natu Malacha on Erev Pesach. So I have all possible strands of opinion. Halacha Zayin. Raimeir Haimeir Meir says, Kom Malacha Shitzchaba Koyim Liudal, any Malacha which began before the 40th day of Nisan. Gomer B'Yudal, you're allowed to finish it on the 40th day of Nisan. Avalo Yaschuba, B'Tchil B'Yudal, but you may not begin any Malach on the 14th day of Nisan. Ava B'Shiyochel Gomer, even though you have enough time to finish it that day. V'chachomermim, Sholosh Umnios, Oysim Malach, Barbe Psochim. Three craftsmen can do their work on Erev Pesach. Who are they? Hachayotim, tailors. Sapolim, barbers. Koivsin, launderers. So to shoemakers. And the Gemara is going to explain each one. Now we should allow the complete work begun before the 14th. It's only if it's work with Tzarech Yontif. Aval, lo yasru ba'abosar, afilu davashu Tzarech Moed. On the 14th day of this, you may not begin work even if it's only for the purpose of the Yontif. Going on to the opinion which says three crafts can engage in their crafts Erev Pesach. Hachayotim, the tailors, shekein hedio tofer gedarka b'chol shemoyed, because a regular person is allowed to sew on chol shemoyed. So that's because on chol shemoyed only craft is forbidden, right? So which requires a special skill. Sewing doesn't require a special skill. So since a regular person can sew on chol shemoyed, so we allow even a tailor to sew on Erev Pesach. It's an amplification of that principle. Saporin, the barbers can cut hair because there are people who have their hair cut on Yom Kippur, not a normal person, but Shekein Nazir Mitzorah, a person who's a Nazir or a Mitzorah, Megalchim Moed, they're allowed to cut their hair if their time is up during Yom Tov. During Yom Kippur. Hakoyv Sim Launderers, Shekein Derecha only Mitum Latara, because people who come up from being Tommy to being Tar, Leos Mechabsim and Moid, they wash their clothes on Yontif because, I'm not sure if it's because they had a tumor for which was Mitami the clothes, or because they want to avoid the clothes which they touch when they were Tommy. Or sometimes the tumor itself is Verchatz Begadab Bamayim, Chibes Begadab Bamayim. Sometimes it's that they touched the thing and they made a Tommy themselves. So whatever the reason is, in that case, you're allowed to wash something chol moed, so they amplify that to allow the launderers to work erev yontif. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Afar Ratzonim, so to the cobblers could work, the shoemakers could work on Erev Yontif. Shekhein derech ole regom lios mesaklim bin aleim esan aleim memoid. Because the ole rego, the people who are pilgrims, went up to, needed to fix their shoes and their sandals on Yontif. Why? Why?
Long walk.
Long walk. So why did Rabbanan argue? For Rabbanan Amin Ashirin Hayu. No, people who you up to go went to Bishlan for Aliyah Regal, they were rich. Ube Behem Ayolin, they used to go up by animal. The Carbonate says, how do we know they're rich? Because in order to be Chayv in Aliyah Regal, you have to be a landowner. You can go up anyway, but in order to be Chayv, you have to be a landowner. So if you own nine, you got to be rich. Now, the interesting thing is that this Yerushalmi can serve as proof for the issue which they discuss. Is one get more of a mitzvah aril or regal if one walks or not? The nafkaminas can do aril or regal by train. Nowadays, there's no train to Yerushalmi anymore, but it's a plane.
They have plans for building.
Yeah, okay, bus, the naked bus, right? So, can you do it by bus or do you have to actually come by foot? Yeah. It was recent.
67, there was a major snowstorm.
Yeah.
In Yerushalayim in December. And people came by train all up to Yerushalayim to see the 10-inch snowstorm.
It was a beautiful train ride, besides. But I took it several times in my youth. But the tracks were deemed unsafe.
There was only one track.
There is only one track, yeah. It was deemed unsafe. Yeah. It will take years to build it. In Israel, they don't care about air pollution, stuff like that. All right. Says minor stuff like that. I was once walking down the vine, and I said to my wife, you know, this is a long time ago, she said, it smells like Yerushalayim. So she said, it's the bus fumes. It's not true. I never realized that smell was the ubiquitous smell of bus exhaust fumes in Yerushalayim. All right. Says the Mishnah further. Moshivin shavachim etani goylim. And when it's allowed to prepare dovecots for not just doves, but roosters, hens, whatever coops we're preparing for birds, by our boss on the 14th day of Nisan. Tani goylim shabarcha. If you have your hen which fled from sitting on the eggs, then Machzir Nosolim Kombi, you're allowed to put it back on your Dalet Nisan. Mimesa, if it dies, Moshivin Acheres Tachteh, you can put another one in instead. Gorfi Mitachas Rakli Abeima Barbosar, when it's allowed to remove the excrement from under the legs of an animal, 40 Dayim Nisan, Uver Moed and on Cholamoed, the Mesalkin Litzdodi. You can't remove it all together, but you can push it to the sides of the barn. One can bring garments back and forth from a tailor, from some other craft. Even though it's not necessary for the yotzer, nevertheless, it's not also because there's no inherent melacha in carrying stuff from place to place. Says Gemara, habimoed That which you're allowed to put dovecots down, in other words, lay down dovecots, is only on Erev Pesach, but not on Chol HaMoed. Amrbiyas HaBehema B'moed. Also, we learned one is not allowed to engage in animal husbandry on Chol HaMoed. Malikus Soleba, of course, but you can bring your cat, your ox, you know, or whatever it is, a male or a female, to a place where there are other animals. And it'll happen on its own. But you can't husband them. But if it happens on its own, that's okay. Rabbi Omer Chamoyro Shitova Zohar, if, however, a donkey, a female donkey, right, she's in heat and she wants to have relations with a male, Marbino saw, then you do husband them. Shaloti Tam, because otherwise you're going to suffer loss. Because once she gets cooled off from her heat, that's it. She's not going to procreate anymore that season. Because all other animals, you can't husband them. You just bring them into proximity with other animals of their type. And was allowed to engage in refuah, both for human beings and even for animals, on Chol HaMoed, ve'inomonim refuah, that's bloodletting, ve'inomonim refuah, and this is true about any medicine, any medical attention, e'inomonim refuah me'adam be'behem moed, we do not bar medical treatment from any human being or animal on Chol HaMoed.
This is even Chol HaShe'en Bo'Sakon.
What? Yeah, even Chol HaShe'en Bo'Sakon, sure. Tarnigol Shebarcha. If you have a Tarnigol Shebarcha, a hen which fled away, Marzino Silencoma, you bring it back to its place in order to sit on the eggs again. Now, the next line is out of order. It should be down a line further. So let's go to the line below that. Mason, if it dies, if the hen which is sitting there dies, Moshim Nacher Stachtei, put another hen in its stead. Now, that was all a header. That was a quote from a Mishnah. Now, going back to the line we skipped, that which it says in the Mishnah that if it fled, you bring it back. Vein shav through shloshi over the meat, it's only if you bring it back within the first 3 days. Because after the first 3 days, after it rebelled, that's it, the egg is for fallen. But if it's the first 3 days, then you can still salvage the egg. Okay? Vushi yashva ala bebeit so shloshi over meat slates. And also that's only after it already has sat on the egg for 3 days. Because after it sat on the egg for 3 days, if you don't bring the egg to term and get a chick from it, it's useless because it's already so disgusting and vile inside. Nobody can eat it, right? So therefore, it sat on the egg for 3 days and it hasn't been gone for 3 days, then you bring it back. But if it sat on the egg for less than 3 days or it's been gone for more than 3 days, then you don't bring it back. Okay, because the egg is fallen. Amrei Mona, Ramona said, Masnisa Amrakei. Masis Amar Kain, does our Mishnah hold that way? Doesn't it say in our Mishnah, Shlosha Asar V'Arba Asar V'Chamisha Asar? It says here that that you can all you can put the hen back as long as it sat on the eggs, not for 3 days, but even the third part of the 13th, the 14th, and part of the 15th. So you don't really need 3 days; you need 24 hours and 2 minutes, right? So it says Gemara, Umitzas Yom Kikulo, and we see him. That's by the question. We see him Umitzas Yom Kikulo. You only have to have part of each day, not the complete day. It says Gemara, no. Amar Yevun, Yevun Sun Tipater Shiyasha Me'Elah. The case where in the Seifa, where it talks about the hen which ran away, is independent of the case in the Reisha. And the Reisha is saying, when we put someone to sit there, how long does it have to sit there? They say, in order to be considered already a viable egg or a partially viable egg. And the same, we're talking about a case where it's been sitting there for a while already, now we intentionally put it down, the Reisha Mami no Klum, there we can't derive anything from there, because there, in fact, could be it takes whatever years it took to, well, not years, to whatever time it took in order for the egg to not expressing myself well. The ratio is talking about a case where you're allowed to sit a hen on an egg. It says you're allowed to sit a hen on an egg even if it's within 3 days of even on the 14th day of Nisan, right? So it makes no differentiation. So we thought the safe word says you can put a hen back on the eggs on Chol HaMoed, it's going on the ratio. That means you can put that in back even if only 25 hours have passed, because that's already part of 3 days, right? Because you put the hen on the egg the 14th day of Nisan towards evening. So you have the 14th part, the entire, very small part of the 14th day, the entire 15th day, and a very small part of the 16th day. So we see the 3 days which it has to sit in order to be able to return are lav dafka, three, but parts of three. So he says, no, that's only assuming that the safe was going on the ratio. The case where you put the hen back is the case which Rashi discussed of putting it on Erev Pesach, right before nightfall, and it fleeing the first day of Chol HaMoed right in the morning. But that's not necessarily the case which we're talking about when we say that you can put it back within 3 days. It could be that it's a case where you put it's not the case of the Rashi, but a separate case where you put the hen on it on Yud Beis, on Yud Aleph, way back earlier. And that's why if it flees on Chol HaMoed, you can return it. Am I still confusing you?
In other words, we don't really care if it's 3 days or not 3 days in the Seifa.
It has to be at least 3 days, but it has to be perhaps full days. We have to say, if you link the ratio to the Seifa, the ratio is talking about partial days. Oh, so the Seifa is also talking about partial days. And we say, no, The Reish and Sefer in the pen. The Reish talk about one halacha that you can put a hen to sit on the eggs erev yontif, and the Sefer talk about another halacha. What do you do if the hen fled on Chol HaMoed? But now that it's fled on Chol HaMoed, after the time when you put the hen on and the Reisha, it's two separate halachas. The Reish you put on the hen up there Pesach right before nightfall, and the Sefer it says that as long as it's been there for 3 days, entire complete days, then you can return if it flees. Okay. I didn't sleep through that. I tried to explain to the best of my ability, and I was awake. All right. So if you guys don't get it, too bad. All right. Says more further. Sorry about that. Says more further. I just have to gloat that I'm awake. See ya. Last night it was good to have a guest when I was a guest, and also helps keep awake. All right. By the way, I noticed that now it took me a while to get used to the yeshiva, but once I got used to it, I was able to fall asleep in the base medrash too. Alright, it's impressive that I have this. What? That's why it makes us noisy, yeah. I mean, it seemed kind of. What?
Definitely is.
Yeah, it seems much more sedate than at the beginning of the year. Alright, says more further. I'm Rabbi Abu, if you have excrement in your mavli, in your alley, misalkal, it's side, you can move it to the side. Shebrevis b'chotzer, if you have it in your stable and in your courtyard, that's worse. You don't just move it to the side, mutil ashbila, take it out to the dump. Rabba said, "Hoda tamer's teacher is this is true, that you should say is b'chotzer k'tan, it's a small yard where any garbage bothers you immensely. Av'chotzer, it's a large yard, misalkal, it's side, then your and just allowed to move to the side. Also, like in the Mavli, you're not allowed to move it out. However, if you have garbage in your barn, being do being ktana, whether the barn is large or bad or small, motzi the ashpa, you take out the excrement to the dump, because I'm right above nation ivula kosher, because it's a barn, it's a closed area, it smells really bad. You leave the excrement there. Ivula means it's repugnant. It's very difficult to stand. Okay, I look at that. Shish Dvarim also want Shei Richo. The people of Yichu did six things. Our Shloshim Yichu B'yotam. Three things the rabbis protested. Our Shloshim Yichu B'yotam. Three things the rabbis did not protest. Elu Shalom Yichu B'yotam. Which are the things the rabbis did not protest? Markivin the Kohen Kol Yom. They grafted trees all Erev Pesach. The Korchin is Shema. And they used to say Shema in a run-on without interruption. The Gemara is going to explain what that means. The Markivin the Kotzin Gochlivne Omer, and they used to harvest and make bundles before the Korban Omer, so the grain was not yet mutter. Velom Michu Benichayon Chayyavim. And that Chachom did not protest. Elishim Michu Yavim, one of the things they did protest. Matirim begins their selectage to allow the growth of sycamore trees for. Even though the sycamore trees were hectic, they allowed the growth to be used for chulin without any redemption. Whatever group the next year they're allowed to use. V'ochli mitachasag and nishorim b'shabbos used to eat fruit which fell off a tree on Shabbos. V'nosi peliyerk and they would give payoff for vegetables. U'michu ben chachon and chachon were upset about all those practices. Says why I have a problem. Matana kochim, right, who said harvesting? Remeir matana kochim, who said bundling? Rabbi Yehuda. Now, Bnei Moshe Prentzen points out at some length that this is not relevant to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is talking about, our Mishnah doesn't say any dichotomy between harvesting and piling, right? It says you're allowed to do both. But there is a Mishnah in Menachos, which our Yerushalmi is referring to, which says that there's a machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Meir says, you're allowed to. Ramirez says you're allowed to harvest but not allowed to make bundles. And Yeah, Rav Meir says you're allowed to make bundles. And Rav Yehuda says you're even allowed to make... No, Rav Meir says you're allowed to harvest. Rav Yehuda says you're even allowed to make bundles.
Right.
Armish is neither. Armish says you're not allowed to do either, which is Chachamim didn't make a mechah. Right? But the Mishnah Menachos also doesn't go like either, because there it says that you are allowed to harvest but not allowed to bundle. Right, so our Mishnah draws no distinction, right? Right, Meir says you're allowed to harvest. Our Mishnah draws no distinction. The Mishnah Menachos says you're allowed to harvest and not allowed to bundle.
So that's like
Rameir. Yes, why is that like Rameir?
Our Mishnah goes like Rabbi Yehuda.
No, Rabbi Yehuda permitted it. Our Mishnah says it's not permitted. It's just that they didn't make. No, but they didn't make a mechal, but it's not permitted. It's not permitted. One second. So our Mishnah there explicitly is right there. One second. Oh, I see. I'm knowing it wrong. Right. My motion is confusing. There it says in the Mishnah in Menachos, it says you're allowed to do the Ketzira, but not allowed to do the Gedisha. So the Gemara says, neither like Rav Meir nor like Rav Meir, because Rav Meir holds your... Okay, I'm totally confused. But it's like this. I'm confused, but I know what it's saying. I don't know what it means, but I know what it's saying. The Mishnah there, Menachos, says that you're allowed to do Ketzira and you're allowed to do Ketzira and not Kedisha. So that which you're allowed to do Ketzira is like Rav Meir, who says Kotzer. That which you're not allowed to do Kedisha is like Rav Yehuda, who says Ein Gochin. It's a statement. Rav Mantana Kotzer, Rav Meir, Mantana Gochin, Rabbi Yehuda, right? Each one addresses a specific aspect. Sinai Machlokas, right. But it, no, because it can't be going like...
Oh, it is Machlokas.
It is Machlokas.
But the Gemara is not talking... Well, it is.
She says you're allowed to do... Sierra
Benakadisha.
Yeah. So that's from Meir.
It was not right, Meir. No, I was wrong. Of course I was wrong, because it wasn't making any sense. Rav Meir says that you're allowed to do Ketzir and Gedisha. Rav Yehuda says you're not allowed to do either. Okay, fine. Rav Meir says you're allowed to do both. Rav Yehuda says not allowed to do either.
The
Binyan of Pnei Moshe brings it down. It's a Binyan of Pnei Moshe. Meir says allowed to do both. Rav Yehuda says not allowed to do either. So the Mishnah which says there you're allowed to Ketzir and not Gedisha, it's neither of them. Right? Because Meir says he's allowed to do both, Rav Yehuda says he's not allowed to do either. So how can you say you make him pshara, which is like neither?
Korban Eidah learns according to Yehuda. Yehuda says you're allowed to do Gedisha. And Rav Meir says you're only allowed to think. The way he learned it the first time is the way the Korban Eidah.
It could be, but Lieberman says just look at Pnei Moshe.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I did so. So it says, "Marmanta rakotzer meir manta rakotzer Rabbi Yehuda." I'm Rabbi Yaakov, Bar Sisi, Kumi Rabbi Yosi. Kol ma moedish rakotzer, kol ma moedish ein gochim. The truth is, that which we had a tradition is the machlokas are made on this matter is inaccurate. Everybody agrees that you can harvest, and everybody agrees that you can't bundle. The machlokas was about an entirely different issue. It was about whether you can graft your palm trees. Even the kolim, you're allowed to graft palm trees the entire day. Uratzel chachomi osim, and chachomi agree with that. Rabbi Omer, lo you osim ratzel chachomi. Rabbi says about that they weren't doing ratzel chachomi. So machlokas is not about the harvest before the Omer, rather machlokas was about the grafting the palm trees. Okay, that's it. That's the end of the sugya. Ketzu korei shema. What do you mean they would say shema as a bundled? I'm Rabbi Acham, Rabbi Zira, I'm a Rabbi La. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Kenu Hashem Echad. I used to say Shema. However, they would say it as a run-on. Now the Mashbiach says not going the first pasuk of Shema, because it's hard to say the first pasuk of Shema as a run-on. But the rest of the Shema, there are all sorts of words which go together, like B'chol Avavcha. Ends of the Lamed, begins of the Lamed, so there you can say it together. So that's what it means. So Korach Shema, they would say Shema very quickly and words would flow together, which is a problem. Okay? So, Rabbi Meir's pshat. Rabbi Yehuda Meir, I'm seeking you. They used to interrupt between the similar letters. They wouldn't say the second pasuk, which you say in silence, or Baruch Shem. Rabbi Yossi Amar, another version of this machlok. Rabbi Yossi Amar, Rabbi Zira, Rabbi Yula, says Shema Yisrael Shem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. They used to say Shema, Elo Shelo Yumafsiki Ben Echad LeBaruch. They go right from Echad into Baruch, which is not proper. Dira Meir, Rabbi Yossi Amar, Mafsiki, they would interrupt between Echad and Baruch. Elo Shelo Yumri Baruch. Well, what possible happened is that they have that was Mutter. So it says more. Amalehan Chachon Chacham said, "Ain't at them. Why you want to be doing hektish shema? Soin don't you could see that that which goes from hektish is also. So what are you guys doing?" So it says more. Amalehan, they said, "I was saying shikdishu like dishu sakoros. Our forefathers who sanctified the trees only sanctified the beings which were there at that time. Why is that? They bali egro because of violent people. Shuboyim v'notlimo samizro would come and take it forcibly. So therefore, at least they said we should get a mitzvah." So they made it a kekdish. But that was only the beams which were there at the time when this whole episode with the Bali Egrof occurred. But now that new stuff has grown in, we're allowed to have anua from it because our forefathers didn't take a nether on whatever goon afterwards. My Rabbanin Savi Meimar, what did Rabbanin hold about this? Rabbanin argue, you know, the growth is awesome. So it's possible they hold one of two things. It's a hakira. The Gemara is going to ask now hakira. Could be they hold that the original forefathers chorus uper sikdishu sanctified both the billboards which are present on sycamore trees at the time of the problem and any subsequent growth as well, right? They argue about the metzius, what happened. Or afilu tamar, you can even say chorus sikdishu peris lo ikdishu tzichel rabbanan. Even though the original people in only answered the for themselves, only answered on the violent people the beams and not the subsequent fruits, nevertheless we would answer it for the kids if for no other reason because of Marisain, because it looks like it was Hekdesh and therefore we can't allow them to use it without and some sort of redemption. So we don't know why Rabbanan said it's also whether they held it's really also or whether they just made it there. Okay, says the Gemara, Hamakti saw the Elon. A similar idea, though not quite related. Hamakni saw that somebody consecrates an orchard. Maushi Sharlumina Gidulim, can he claim that he retains for himself the right to the fruit which grows from the orchard? Nishmina Minada. That's here. Let's try and bring a proof from here. It says, if a person was Makdish his field, Misha Nodu Olos, once already the defective grapes which go to the poor people became known, Holoslanim, then the Hekdesh doesn't apply to that which he would have given to the poor people, and Hekdesh has no jurisdiction over that, right? Did I skip something? No. So what's the riot from here? The riot from here is that you can leave stuff over, right? Because it says the stuff which belongs to Anim is left over, right? It's not considered to be Kadosh. Says more, no. Shanihi. Here it's different because the person on Makdish Dover Shein or Shalom, the Olos are not his to be Makdish, right? They belong to the Anim.
But here, you're being makdish your field. So maybe when you're makdish the entire field, you're not allowed to retain for yourself any right now which grows afterwards. We don't know. Says the Gemara, Shani Ushu Kerem, Shani Ushu Kerem Lehekdish. Here it's... So says Marmiat, if that's the case, I feel low no do all those you shall low. Wait a minute. You all sanim. Wait, if that's the case, if it's a person can be managed out to is not his, so even if we don't know yet what the defective grapes are, they show him alki goes on him, right? Even if the actage occurred before the defective grapes appeared on the tree. Says Marno. Shani, in that case you can't give the defective grapes on him because Shuwa Kerem Lehektish. I don't know whether Gemara just didn't answer Dovishlo Bolola. It's not here yet. But basically, the Gemara is saying a similar thing. It's saying you can't be the ololo before the ololos are there. You're being makdish the kerem, the entire vineyard, and the vineyard, of course, whatever grows there will then be hektish. Only if the ololos are already there and they're out of your reshus because they belong to anim, then I can't be makdish the ololos, and then the fact the grapes not become hektish. But otherwise, of course, they become hektish. Okay. So it says maybe. Maybe. It's possible. Or maybe it's the so case before they became differentiated as distinct deficient grapes, but they're already there enough to be makdish them. Or something to that effect. But you're right, it's an ambiguous Gemara. Says more further. That's that we learned. Tanotea Karim Lehaktish, somebody plants a karim for the purpose of hektish from the get-go. I mean, of course, before the olos are identifiable. Pots, I mean, apparent, you're exempt from parent, which are the grapes that you forget, which belong to Anim. Umina Orla, and from Orla. Umina Ravai, and from that to Ravai, the fourth year redemption. Umina Ololos, and you're pots from giving the olos to the Anim. Rechayev Shvius, and you're however, you're Chayev Shemitah. Why Chayev Shemitah? I'm sorry, B'Shem Reyochan, and say, B'Shavtar Shabbos LaHashem. Because it says land should be rest, a rest to God. Afilu davar shul Hashem, even something which is to God, meaning hektesh, kedusha shviz chol love, it still has kedusha shviz, and you can't work or drink shmita. You can't work or drink shmita. Well, excuse me, it's still potter. Whatever grows, there's still potter from what? It's potter from olulos. No. I'm making a mistake. What it means is like this. It means that even though all other mitzvahs of tluyas baretz are exempted by Shemitah, exempted by Hektish, all other mitzvahs of tluyas baretz are exempt by Hektish. Hektish doesn't have to fulfill any other mitzvahs of tluyas baretz, trumas, maizes, anything, but it does have to fulfill Shemitah. Why is Hektish to fulfill Shemitah again? Because of Shemitah LaHashem. Because even that which is LaHashem, it also has to undergo Shemitah. Okay? Rechia bar Abba, boy, come right money. Ask for right money. Ochlo below pigeon efsha. What are you going to do with this stuff which grows in the hektish field during Shemitah? You can't eat without redeeming it. She efsha hektish shades below pigeon. How can you eat hektish without it being redeemed? That's also right. So you have to redeem it, right? This hektish Shemitah fruit you have to redeem. But how are you going to redeem it? If those of lechlo yet in at yochel, you can't do it either. Shelo yekelo keechlo karnim in mei shvius, because if you pay the gizbar money for the hektesh, the fruit which he just sold you, what's the gizbar going to turn around and do with that money?
Buy something.
You know how to buy stuff for a payer shvius. So how can I give him money to redeem the fruit? It's. I give him perishvis, which he may well lose for an illicit purpose. Right? So it says, more amaleya gizbar yamachalfam biyad acher. That'd be true if the gizbar actually used the money he got to go out and buy commodities for the Beis Hamikdash. But the gizbarim, they were smart. So what they did is, they would switch the money. They would take the money which they got in redemption of the Shemitah fruit during Hektesh, and give that money to some storekeeper or some clerk of some sort, and the clerk would give them back other money to spend in the store.
Does the kedusha pile on that second batch
yeah.
of money?
There's limitations what you can do with it, but the gizbar has far more needs which he cannot fulfill by using this money for that purpose, whereas this person has more leeway in using the money.
Okay? I'm Rabbi Matanaya. Rabbi Matanaya said, Lama le non patrin la. It's two letters missing here. It should be lace on non. Why don't we resolve this whole business? Next two words, Divrei HaKol taken out. Kaida my Rabbi Yochanan, like that which said Rabbi Yochanan said, Divrei Rabbi Yosa, in the name Rabbi Yosa, Nesha Kodam Nidro Lev Kero. Very fascinating, Gemara. The Gemara says that you are a person who took an oath that you're not going to provide any hanuah to Shimon, and you're both dying of starvation in the desert. Well, of course not because of nefesh, but he's close to dying of starvation. But now to provide him with food, right? Because you took another, not to provide him hanuah. So what do? You put in a rock in your mafkirit. So anybody wants can take it. So now Shimon against you made the neder can take it as well. So Rabbi says that doesn't work. Because as long as your neder preceded your hefker, you can't make it hefker in a way which he can get it. Your making neder banned you from the right to be mafkirit in a way which he can get it, because that's giving him anah. Understand that?
If it's hefker, so he's not getting anah from you because the rock is...
Rabbi Yossi holds he is.
But he's really not, because you made him hefker, so you're not giving him any anah. If he's getting an oath from the rock, it's not because you gave him the rock, because you made him hefker. So Rabbi Yossi says that he is getting an oath.
You're getting an oath from the stuff left on the rock, not from the rock itself, the food. The rock is a buses. You tried to make the food hefker to give it to him. So Rabbi Yossi said, that's a loophole I don't condone. Okay. So says Gemara. Also here, v'achim neishakadim hefkero lekdesho. Let's say shmita fruit which you made hektish during the shmita year shouldn't require redemption. Why shouldn't require redemption? Just like over there, we say that the nether precedes the hefker, and the hefker doesn't work. So to hear, the hefker should perceive the nether, and therefore the nether should not work to make a kadosh. You see? Hefker nether, the truth is, I should tell you basically so what Rabbi Yosi says in the Dorim. Hefker is mitam nether. Hefker works similarly to the way nether works. Never heard of that before? So that means that hefker is a form of a nether. It has chashim mishmer ramifications, but really a form of a nether. So therefore, if I took a nether not to give him anah, I can't supersede that nether by then making hefker. It's like a nether chalal nether, right? So here too, he says, let's say the opposite, right? Let's say here, shmita is also hefker, right? Shmita makes it hefker. And nether is nether. The nether to make it hektish is a nether. Let's say the nether to make hektish doesn't devolve. Why? Because there's shmita already before it. So let's say you can never make something hektish, proper hektish, during shmita year. I mean, of course, metaltin you can, but not karkos. Because already it's not yours to be maktish. Okay? So then, of course, it doesn't require redemption from the Gizbar, because it doesn't belong to the Gizbar. It's probably there's no such thing as hektish, true hektish. No, there could be something which, Beis Mitzvah has some affiliation with, but true hektish, better go by, there isn't during Shemitah here. Okay? And that's why you can eat them without redeeming them. Am Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan said, V'horik Rabbi Yosef, we paskin like Rabbi Yosef. Now, this is not going like Rabbi Yosef said before. It's not going like Rabbi Yosef or Sugya, and this Sugya is here by mistake. That's what the Karma Ada says. And here, what it says is that what it was referring to, says the Karma Ada, is even if the hektish took place after the olos, after the defective grapes are identifiable, nonetheless, before the anim can take the grapes coming to them, they have to give a little symbolic pidyon to hektish. It's symbolic. Because really, it's their oilos, because you are makdish only after your oilos are recognizable. Unless shelo yom or hekdish yaitse below pidyon, so they shouldn't say hekdish gets redeemed for naught, so they require you to pay some symbolic amount in order to redeem it. Okay? Says Gemara. Continue with our string of irrelevant facts here. Doesn't this argue Rabbi Yochanan? Again, it's not Rabbi Yochanan Shapir in our sugya. The Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan said, once you pass by something which is growing, you forget it, you can't go back and get it. Yet it says there, Mesechta Shvius or Mesechta Peah, wherever it's from, Mesechta Peah, it says if you're collecting in a vineyard where the vines are raised on stilts. Did you ever see vineyards? Sometimes you have vineyards where the grapes, the natural tendency of grapevines to grow on the ground. A little bit up and then straight out. But they have trellises on which they dangle the grapevines. We learned this way back when in Masechta Kilayim, in order to make them grow up. Upwards. So Rabbi Yochanan says, if you forgot any of the trellis, but you haven't finished that row of trellis work yet, you can go back and get it. Why? Why is it not Shikha? So I asked Yerushalmi, why is that? Shoshani bin Ores Shadaku Libachin. Says Yerushalmi, you know why? Because a trellis is different, because you're accustomed to go back and finding things. Because that's the way a trellis is, you know, you're not so thorough the first time around. So therefore, anytime you go back and take it, it's still considered to be yours, and it's not going to be shikha yet. Okay, so am I making myself clear? Says Gemara, I feel out Rabbi Yeshua lacy pliga, and therefore it's not even like Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua said the Rabbi Yeshua Amar. Rabbi Yeshua said, "Roime soisi zeis and Rabbi Chiyagora was harvesting dates, olives." With Rabbi Yisrael Chiyagoda, which is called Romes, that's the verb which they use, some obscure verb. Vamali said, Kozayishat Yochol Livshot Yotcha Veliflo. Even you have a large olive tree, you took from one side and you forgot one there, as long as you're still in the same tree, you can go back. Why is that? Because the same principle. Because Eino Shichot, it's not Shichot until you forget the entire tree. What about the vineyard? Shani Yisha called Rogelis, Rogelis Umifnei Atzmo, where the vineyards drag on the ground, where the vines drag on the ground. Literally, Rogelis means the foot, right? Where they drag on the ground, then each vine is in and of itself. Because obviously I have to bend down each time, so once I bend down, I make sure I collect everything, right? So therefore, up there, it's much more readily Shikha than in the other cases. Okay? Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana. Now, fascinating Gemara. Rabbi Bar Kahana, boy, come here. Oh, I have to have a drum roll. Be fascinated. Rabbi Bar Kahana, boy, come here. Rabbi Ami, hiskir bais l'chaveru. I tell you, it's fascinating. I rent you a house. Finita l'doma, and I need cash. Can I kick you out? What's the American law? Can I sell the house? No.
Depends on the terms of the lease, sir.
No, it's stama.
No.
They were also possible like that. Says the Gemara, Amalei lo alo aladash yomus barov. Says the Gemara, the first opinion is, Rabbi Ami says, not that way. He says, I didn't rent you the house that I should die in famine when I have no cash. Of course I can kick you out and sell the house. I'll kick you out and sell the house. Says more Rabbi Zir and Rabbi Lob, Tarveno, they both said, mistoyos, but should be ke'onenu, which is Greek for rental is like sale, and therefore the tenant cannot be ejected. So Lieberman says a fascinating thing. I don't know if he's right, but he'll enjoy this. Lieberman says, you ready? Lieberman says, why do you give the Greek terms and not the Latin terms? Because in Roman law, in fact, this is not the case. In Roman law, tenancy was not, did not have the same rights as purchasers. So therefore they gave the Greek terms to lafuke the Roman terms, because only in Greece was rental like tenancy, like ownership, not in Greece. Okay? What?
Not in Rome.
Venignes Vemeca. And therefore, it's acquired as an acquisition, and therefore, you can't. Venignes Vemeca means, I'm sorry, and therefore the buyer acquires, but only acquires when the terms of the rental are up. So the sale is effective immediately. But the buyer cannot kick out the tenant either. Nobody can kick out the tenant. His sale only takes effect tangibly after the lease is over.
British law, there's some Homestead Act or something that if you rent an apartment for X number of years, then you can't kick them out even after the lease is
up. I don't know. Pretend they wear wigs. I don't know what's that. All right. Says the Yerushalmi further. Tani, we learned to maske bais l'chaveru. What if I rent the house to my friend? V'am v'iktishu, and I, the landlord, am makdishit. I raised the door betochel so the guy can still live there. Milo schar lekdish, but he has to pay symbolic rent to hekdish. Even though mikra dini doesn't have to, because the hekdish was it should not take effect until after he leaves the house. Because marasai he has to give symbolic rent to hekdish as well. Amosai, but that's only shaloi dini l'schar if I didn't pay the rental up front. I was machik l'schar if I paid the rental up front. I raised the door betochel b'chinam. I don't have to pay hekdish because I already paid rental fees, so everybody knows I paid. But yoyimid raimona. Here's the fascinating part. Yom Raimona have a Nimoris in Tziporin. Days of Raimona, there was Nimoris in Tziporin. So nobody knows exactly what Nimoris is. Pnei Moshe says that it's an army battalion. But I think it comes from the Latin. See, I'm an expert at Latin. I learned Lieberman, I know Latin. But I think it comes from the word numero, which means, in Spanish at least, number, right? So it means that the people who were census takers were coming. Of course, census takers in the old days had only one purpose. Collect taxes, right? So the havas nimoris b'tziporin v'avu b'neo mashkiin gabin, and they wanted a lot of tax on the Jews, and they took the children of the Jews as collateral until the Jews paid up. Okay, midasa mezalon. Once the tax collectors are about to leave town, apik rabbi mona kidon, right? Mona issued a halachic papsak. Like that of Rabbi Yami. He said we have to kick a tenant out and sell the house to raise the money to redeem the captives. It's not that I pass like him always. It's because it's the inhabitants of Tzipori that they shouldn't lose their kids. So he passed as a Rosh Shah to kick out a tenant to make the sale. That's very interesting. Now, the thing is, what I find most interesting about this is, why did he need to have this, why didn't he just collect money? Why did he have to go through this, if he anyway doesn't hold like Rabbi Yami, so just collect the money, right? Why do you have to go through the motions of making a sale and use a deal which is normally not relied upon in order to land, or just go and raise the money some other way? So I think because he wanted, I think probably because it was easier for him to follow some line of halachic opinion than just to go outright and try and, you know, make a new thing, a new appeal or something like that. I don't know, but that's good way to say though. Rosh Hashanah, he can pass on like the opinion which he normally doesn't pass on like. Just go a couple more lines. You can eat from under they used to eat from under the fruit trees on Shabbos. If the stuff fell off the tree in Erev Yontif, it's obviously mutter. It fell off on Yontif, it's obviously also. Why is they didn't make a mecha? Or why does that have to do with mechos? We don't know if it fell on Shabbos or on a weekday. So Bnei Richo would take Misafik. Chachomi didn't like the fact that he took Misafik. Misafik he shouldn't take. Let's just get to the pace. They were getting paid for vegetables. You should know, vegetables are not high in pay, but they were not total fools. They only get from turnips and some other vegetable of some sort. Shalikitas and kachas, which are all collected at the same time. In that way, they're similar to grains, and therefore they thought that they're chayiv and peah. Rabbi Yosemir, lakruv, should we not lakruv, but also cabbage, they thought it's similar in respect. Of course, we don't pass that way, because that's be dover amiskayim, something which can be warehoused, and this is not something which can be warehoused, and we'll come back to over here tomorrow.